Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE's Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of May 7th, 2012, with a cover story and several features focusing on third-party logistics. Third-party logistics providers play a crucial role in the supply chain for chemical manufacturers and distributors. In addition to an article looking at the ways the third-party logistics sector is managing and thriving in an increasingly complex world, we also present the ICE's Top 50 Third-Party Logistics Providers list, where we highlight services, capabilities, and geographic regions. Pick up the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Because also in this issue, we feature the monthly China update. As well as weak demand for toluene, China's demand for petroleum is expected to slow. China has set a slower economic growth estimate of 7.5% for 2012, and this will translate into a slowdown in various industries, including manufacturing, infrastructure, and transportation. A slower expansion will undermine demand growth in petroleum products such as gas oil and fuel oils, industry sources say. Meanwhile, in the latest issue's regularly scheduled columns, we look at methanol. Because the island nation of Trinidad has been having chronic problems with its natural gas supplies, a $5.3 billion methanol production facility scheduled to be built there may be postponed, if not canceled. Also in this issue, we look at polycarbonate. China is where all the major polycarbonate activity is these days, with many companies, including some very large producers, taking a greater interest in the region and doing serious investing. In 2011, 60% of the global polycarbonate market was in Asia-Pacific, and China occupied 50% of that, said an executive with Germany-based Bayer Material Science. And going forward, a major growth opportunity for polycarbonate will be in the next generation of ID cards. Then we take a look at detergents. It seems U.S.-based consumer products firms, including giant Procter & Gamble, are demanding bio-based surfactants that are cost-effective but can still supply the same or better properties as traditional surfactants. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.